It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. About 19,000 Coloradans filed initial unemployment claims last week. That number is up again for the seventh week in a row. State economist Ryan Gedney says the state has distributed more than $6.5 billion in state and federal unemployment benefits so far this year.
In comparison, about $7 billion in total unemployment benefits were paid out by the department in total for the years 2009 to 2012.
People who work in food services and accommodation make up the largest amount of unemployment claims filed in the state, about 43%. Thousands of people will be out of aid later this month when several unemployment benefit programs end. Boulder is testing a new electric vehicle charging system that could reduce the city's energy bills. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Typically, electric vehicles pull power from the grid while charging, and it stays in the car. Boulder is trying something a little different. A car parked at a city rec center will be charged overnight while demand is low, and then the rec center will pull power from the car during the day when demand is high. City officials hope that will even out electricity demand and maybe even save some money too. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
An astronomical event will sparkle in Colorado's nighttime sky for another few days. Jupiter and Saturn will pass closer to each other than they have in about 800 years. Fisk Planetarium Director John Keller says the planets will appear as bright lights in the southwestern sky until December 21st.
Folks can start looking now, in fact, right after sunset. There is a very bright object in the sky, which is Jupiter, and just to the upper left of that is another bright object, but not quite as bright as Jupiter, which is the planet Saturn. They look like they're right next to each other. Of course, they're very far away in reality, but the alignment is very close.
He says the event will be visible to the naked eye and with a camera zoom. This is CPR News.